Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a set of islands in the Indian Ocean that has been at the center of great power competition, colonial history, and the rights of a displaced indigenous community. This is the story of the Chagos Archipelago. The United Kingdom has suspended the previously negotiated deal to transfer sovereignty of the Chagos Archipelago, also known as the British Indian Ocean Territory, or BIOT, to Mauritius, following strong opposition from the United States under the Trump administration. The deal's collapse has significant implications for Indo-Pacific geopolitics, Indian Ocean security, and the rights of the displaced Chagosan people. The Chagos Archipelago is one of the last unresolved chapters of British colonial territorial arrangements in the Indian Ocean. It sits at the intersection of colonial history, international law, great power competition, and the rights of a displaced indigenous community. First, let us look at Diego Garcia, which is one of the most strategically positioned military bases in the world. The US Navy Support Facility, or NSF, Diego Garcia, is home to B-52 strategic bombers, P-8 maritime patrol aircraft, and prepositioned military equipment. What makes this significant is that it has been used as a launch pad for operations in the Gulf War, Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, and the Iraq War. Crucially, its location enables power projection across the Indian Ocean region, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal. It is worth pausing here to note that its location is equidistant from the Persian Gulf and the Malacca Strait, two of the world's most critical maritime choke points. Now let us turn to the colonial history of the Chagos Archipelago. When the UK excised the Chagos Archipelago from Mauritius in 1965, 3 years before Mauritius' independence in 1968, to create BIOT, the approximately 2,000 Chagosan people who had lived there for generations were forcibly displaced to Mauritius and the Seychelles between 1968 and 1973. This deportation, carried out to clear the islands for the US military base, was later found by UK courts to have been unlawful. The Chagosans have fought for decades for the right to return. The International Court of Justice, or ICJ, in its advisory opinion on 25 February 2019, concluded that the decolonization of Mauritius was not lawfully completed when Mauritius became independent in 1968 without the Chagos Islands. The UK's continued administration of BIOT constitutes a wrongful act under international law, and the UK has an obligation to end its administration of Chagos as rapidly as possible. The UN General Assembly subsequently adopted a resolution, with 116 votes in favour, calling on the UK to withdraw from Chagos within 6 months. The UK and US voted against the resolution. Now, let us look at the deal that was agreed upon and its suspension. The UK government under Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and later confirmed under Keir Starmer's government, reached a framework agreement with Mauritius. Mauritius would receive sovereignty over the Chagos Archipelago, the UK and US would retain a 99-year lease on Diego Garcia for the military base, and the UK would pay Mauritius significant financial compensation. However, the Trump administration objected to the deal, citing concerns that the sovereignty transfer to a small nation could make it potentially susceptible to Chinese influence in the Indian Ocean, and concerns about the long-term security of Diego Garcia under a 99-year lease rather than indefinite British territorial control. The UK has suspended the deal pending renegotiation. The Mauritian government has protested, noting that the ICJ opinion supports its claim. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? What does this mean for India's strategic position? Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to note that this topic falls under GS2, International Relations, Security and Defense. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Chagos Archipelago is also known as the British Indian Ocean Territory, or buy it. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is crucial for understanding the complexities of Indo-Pacific geopolitics and Indian Ocean security. Remember this number: 2,000 Chagossian people were forcibly displaced from the islands. Note this carefully. The ICJ advisory opinion concluded that the UK's continued administration of Bayat constitutes a wrongful act under international law. The implications of the suspended deal are far-reaching, and it is worth pausing to consider the potential consequences for the region. The Chagos Archipelago remains a critical location for power projection in the Indian Ocean, and the ongoing dispute over its sovereignty has significant implications for regional security and great power competition.